Every so often, we come across an ingenious innovation that we feel we must report on, and we've just heard about one called Leader of Light. Now, it's not exactly our discovery. Indeed, this neat invention won the 2015 Zayed Future Energy Prize. That's an award given by the United Arab Emirates. And its inventor came by to show Living on Earth's Helen Palmer what it is and how it works.
My name is Ilak Diaz, and I'm the executive director of Leader of Light Global Movement to open source technologies for solar. Basically, we wanted to create the cheapest solar light in the world.
And Diaz may have done just that. This light had to be cheap, widely available, and local people had to be able to assemble it. The key is empty plastic water bottles.
And one of the things that's most available anywhere in the world was a discarded plastic bottle.
So these water bottles that we see ubiquitously everywhere, for instance, that's what you're talking about?
I'm talking exactly that. And if you think about it, there's not really any recycling in the developing countries. And so that plastic bottle is going to last for 100 years. And so we were thinking, what if we could make, you know, the biggest problem, the biggest solution?
Ilak Diaz is a specialist in disaster rehabilitation, helping developing countries recover from floods and storms. And he had plenty of opportunity in his home country, the Philippines, which suffered the devastation of Typhoon Haiyan in 2013.
Since 2013 is when, you know, the storms are becoming so powerful that instead of slowing down before they hit the archipelago, they actually go straight through. So Haiyan is actually the indicator of things to come, where climate change is really upon us in a very strong way, and we're in the front lines.
That typhoon flattened over 14 million houses. Aid arrived within 72 hours and included bottles of water that piled up empty behind refugee centres. So Diaz set the many refugees to filling up those plastic bottles with mud, drying them in the sun to use for bricks to build schools. But those mud-filled bottles made the schools dark.
One of the big problems of that was really, you know, you could not get any flat glass. So what we would do is we would fill the bottles with water. And so for bricks, fill it with mud, stack it on top of each other, and in between every 1 meter, fill one up with water. And this would allow a really beautiful light to be able to envelop the whole school.
So those were the first water bottles to bring light inside buildings. But Diaz saw he could use the same technique to light the inside of shacks in cities like Manila, where houses are so jam-packed together, it's dark inside. It's another simple idea, a bottle poking up through the roof to let in the sunlight that could create a business.
And we would have somebody who would collect bottles, and he would buy a little piece of tin and glue, and he would stick it. When he installs it, he starts saving that family or that household about $8 to $10 worth of electricity a month. And so, you know, women would be able to do household chores, cook, clean the house, without having to bring around a candle around. And this would, of course, you know, be one of the main causes of fires. And so the next household would say, you know, how come I have to clean in the dark, you know, with a little candlelight when my neighbor just sticks a plastic bottle in the roof?
So if I'm looking at it, I'd be looking over this corrugated iron roof and I'd see a third of a bottle sticking up, getting the sunlight. And this is just a bottle. There's no wires, there's no electricity, there's nothing, no battery.
No, so we would have a metal sheet. So it's all like a 12 by 12 metal sheet and then the bottle in the middle. And we would have people that we would teach how to do it properly and what kind of glue to make. Of course, all of it local. And in a year, we would train about 50 of them. Now, imagine this. Each one of those would install about 11,000 lights in about 2 years.
Each of these bottles costs just $1.50 to install. Leader of Light made a video of a slum area in the Philippines, Sitio Maligaya, in central Luzon province, where 643 water bottle lights have been stuck in the roofs, and an installer called Solar Demi explains what he does.
I brightened up their dark homes. You punch a hole in a piece of metal roofing, apply some sealant, then fill it with filtered water, add some bleach, and install it on the roof. Make sure it's sealed so the roof won't leak. It's that simple.
This simple invention has transformed the lives of these slum dwellers, but Diaz says that's not the half of it. Next came the nighttime solution. It makes use of the latest technology, the LED, just a tenth of the power of a standard light bulb, and can also be stuck inside a plastic bottle.
You would open the top, then stick in an LED light inside. And then so you'd see a bottle with a little small solar, 1 watt solar panel, and with an LED sticking inside, and you would have a switch. So even at 1 watt at night, it would be bright enough for ambient lights.
Not bright enough to read by, but bright enough so you don't trip over family members in the house at night. Women were excited by the new lights, and Diaz trained them to assemble the simple circuits that make them work. But many of the women also run small stores, and there was a problem with street crime. So they thought brighter lights might make a difference. And the next idea was street lights, powered by a 4-watt solar panel or a motorcycle battery.
And so what we did was we started the same thing, but instead of just putting it in the circuits for the house, we would use the same on and off switch to put in PVC pipes. And then we would have this soldering machine where, you know, it would just, by the sun, we would have a battery and women will be able to solder street lights. And so PVCs are all over the place, quick to find. You can put them on a bamboo pole. And the plastic bottle, we would put the LEDs inside and we would attach them along the, not along the streets, but along small stores of women. Each woman would have a store, and we would put the lights right in front. You know, if it breaks in 3 years, she would have a little bit of money for us to repair. So that became our business model.
Now, you've actually brought one of them along with you, so can we have a look at it?
Oh, absolutely.
I can bring it over.
Okay. So now, to describe it, there's the plastic bottle on the end of one piece of PVC pipe. Which is at right angles to a vertical piece, and on top of the vertical piece
is the solar panels.
Okay.
And then, of course, the circuit of turning it on and off.
Yes, so there's a little box.
There's a little box, and then there's a battery, this on and off switch. Where's it? So this one is built by the women, which is an on and off switch so that you don't have to turn the light on and off every evening.
Right.
And then you would have a battery. Sometimes if we're really desperate, we use a motorcycle battery, which would last for, you know, a couple of years. And so we would use PVC. And now these kind of small solar panels are very much used in my country and in other countries. So all of this is simply something that we can get our hands on immediately. And there you have your 4 watts of streetlight. So this is 4 watts. And if you look at the end, all of this is soldered together by hand on a simple aluminum strip. And there you have your streetlight.
Each of these streetlights costs $50 to $70 to build. And where they've been installed, the crime rate has been cut by 70%. Just this year, Diaz says, they've installed over 6,000 of these lights worldwide, in Pakistan, in Colombia, in Kenya, in Bangladesh. Leader of Light USA has just launched, appropriately enough, at the Thomas Edison Museum. And Diaz says they're teaching children in New Jersey to make the circuits to send to developing countries. That way, children in the US can learn about energy poverty and have a useful skill for the next time a Hurricane Sandy puts all of us in the dark.
The next generation is to start moving really in a technology of the people, preparing the children, preparing the people to be able to, you know how to build this kind of things, the do-it-yourself streetlights. That's what the Litter of Light is, to go into schools where children, you know, and parents find it relevant for the children to be able to know how to build their own streetlights and house lights. You know, we've had experiences for, you know, those that we've taught. When they do travel to other places around the world, they take our kits with them, and then they see a, you know, somebody who lives in darkness, and suddenly the children, they can build it and they can donate it. And so they become our missionaries, they become our ambassadors of light. And so this is the way that we feel that the revolution of giving, of solving energy poverty, is not by asking people to buy our products, but it's only by multiplying ourselves, by sharing the technology, by getting more people involved, that we will be able to solve this.
That's Ilac Diaz of Liter of Light. And Steve, he gave me one of the LED kits that school kids are building here.
Huh, looks like a tiny mason jar. Let me open it up.
Yeah, if you look inside, there's a little circuit board here, an LED light, a ping pong ball that becomes the bulb, and instructions on how you can build your very own little light.
That's so cool, Helen. Livianer's Helen Palmer. And if you want to build your own plastic bottle light, there are instructions and much more at our website, loe.org.